Hello everyone, this is Kyle Jones from Physics 180B commenting on the movie Cosmic Voyage that we saw in class on Wednesday. Just a few things that caught my attention when watching the movie. One were the rings that they drew on the screen showing how it moved, showed how the video panned outward by a base power of 10. Starting from the kids that were playing in Italy to the crowd that circled around them, then up till the global map, which showed the ring around Italy, then a ring around the planet, then keep moving outward and outward and outward with the base power 10, showed it helped to put into perspective just how big and vast and how far everything is out there in space, and how that we and most people have no concept of really how far everything is. I mean, a light year, everyone knows how fast light moves, 3.8 times 10 to the 8 meters per second. It's impossible to grasp how far a light can travel in 1 year and know that things are like billions and billions of light years away. And opposite of that, how big they brought the rings out to everything that was really big, and then brought everything back down from the base powers of 10 to the most smallest molecular levels, like DNA, atoms, that were in all in a little droplet of water. Another interesting part that caught my attention was the Big Bang Theory and how everything in this universe came to be about. The fact that everything originated from a tiny speck in the universe, tiny star that exploded with so much energy and so much heat that there were billions and billions and billions and billions of atoms that all of a sudden, once they were cooled, started coming together and making bonds and creating molecules, and molecules that created larger molecules, and eventually planets were created, water, an atmosphere, everything that our planet has today. Other atoms came together and made the other planets in our solar system, made moons, which is pretty amazing. Another interesting thing that was caught my attention was when some of the stars, some of the atoms, when they come together, make a black hole. And I guess in the middle of that black hole is gravity so strong that nothing can exist, which makes just there's nothingness there. And to grasp that concept of nothingness, I think, is something that's hard for people to tell. The fact that, I mean, our gravity on Earth is, I mean, you can visualize it by dropping an object, and that's have so much gravity that we couldn't even visualize it, that we couldn't even grasp that concept, and basically there'd be no existence for us, is pretty hard. Another thing that was still further interesting was the fact that space is so vast, so huge, and there's so much more out there that we haven't even scratched the surface about what's going on out in space. Partly because the technology isn't advanced enough for us to see what is past what we can see right now. Going up in spaceships, we can only go so far. I'm not quite sure how far, if we can go farther than the moon, if we can go, I doubt we can go to another planet. I'm still kind of fuzzy on this. I don't know a whole lot, not too much about space. That's why I kind of thought this movie was a little interesting. I mean, once the technology becomes available, it'd be pretty neat to see how far we can actually bring people out into space, see if we can actually put a person on Mars to actually walk around and look around, try to discover water, try to discover new life, even if it's the tiniest little organism. Because, I mean, there's so much more out there, it's pretty hard to believe that there isn't something else that could possibly be watching us. I mean, nobody really knows for sure. But it'd be interesting to see in the next decade, 2 decades, 100 years, if someone actually does discover life out there other than us.